1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Day one of the Democratic National Convention is in the books. Now a look at what's on tap for day two.
After a big Monday night with President Biden and Kamala Harris both speaking here, Tuesday night is set to be a big one as well. A speech planned by former President Barack Obama will have the theme, A Bold Vision for the Future. A source familiar tells CBS News, former First Lady Michelle Obama will address the convention before he does, though it won't be considered an introduction as such. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' office says he will talk about the popularity of a progressive economic agenda in his speech to delegates. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will also speak today. Matt Piper, CBS News, Chicago.
There's a big pre-election decision in the Deep South.
A new state law in Alabama expanding the list of felony crimes that cause a person to lose their right to vote will not be enforced until after the November election. The Alabama Attorney General says the new law cannot be used to block people from voting in the upcoming election.
Correspondent Jim Crisola tells us the Alabama Constitution prohibits new election laws from taking effect within 6 months of a general election. Disgraced former New York Congressman George Santos pleaded guilty to fraud. CBS's Scott McFarland with details.
Seated at the defense table, George Santos, in a very soft voice, said, "Yes, Your Honor," when she asked if he acknowledged the crimes that are part of this plea agreement. One count is wire fraud. The other one is aggravated identity theft, the latter of which has a 2-year mandatory minimum, but the judge estimated could be a prison sentence somewhere between 5 and 8 years total when he's sentenced February 7th.
To the war in the Middle East and renewed talks about a ceasefire deal. Secretary of State Blinken on the progress.
In a very constructive meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu today, he confirmed to me that Israel accepts the bridging proposal, that he supports it. It's now incumbent on Hamas to do the same.
Despite the mental health crisis increasing for young people in the past few years, a new study in JAMA Pediatrics found that access to inpatient psychiatric care hasn't changed to meet the growing demand. Dr. Jennifer Hoffman led the research and says there's a big difference in the number of beds available to those who need care depending on where you live.
There were actually zero beds in the state of Alaska, ranging to up to 75 per 100,000 children in Arkansas. They had the most.
This means, she says, that many children who require hospitalization may need to transfer some long distances to get it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Anatome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four men accused of killing Devante Mitchell outside a Milwaukee hotel will stand trial for murder. According to the criminal complaint, two security guards, a bellhop, and a front desk worker pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. They're each charged with being party to a felony murder and could face up to 15 years and 9 months in prison. In a hearing Monday, all four were bound over for trial. They're expected to enter pleas on Thursday. And Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz are headed to Wisconsin Tuesday. They'll host a rally at Fiserv Forum. These rallies have become big, energetic events, so you can expect a lot of people in the Deer District area. Walz at the Democratic National Convention Monday.
Just came from the Wisconsin breakfast, and the blue wall is solid, people. The blue wall is solid.
Civic Media will have special coverage all week from Chicago. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers are in St. Louis tonight to take on the Cardinals, who are in second place, 11 games behind Milwaukee. The crew coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians over the weekend. NFL, the Packers back at practice after losing to the Broncos 27-2 Sunday night. On Thursday, they'll host the Ravens for a joint practice session, then play their final preseason game Saturday at noon. Hockey, it was announced that both the Badgers women's and men's hockey teams will compete outdoors in Chicago on Saturday. Saturday, January 4th. The Badgers women's team against Ohio State. The men's team against Michigan State. The Badgers men's head coach Mike Hastings on getting the chance to play an outdoor hockey game inside Wrigley Field.
Iconic place to go and watch a baseball game, let alone a hockey game. With having the Winter Classic, having the Big Ten presence, having our women's program there, these are opportunities that are lifelong memories.
That's Badgers hockey coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining sprinkles are done with, as we'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight. Light winds and upper 40s anticipated by daybreak. On Tuesday itself, sunny skies, highs reaching the mid-70s. Early fog Wednesday, then mid-70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location for the Democratic National Convention here at the United Center in Chicago. Great guest, Trigby Olson with the Lincoln Project and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. I am very excited about our guest next hour. Joining us at 11:06, he is known as Mr. Global on all the socials. Matt Randolph is his name. He's been in the oil and gas industry for over 30 years. He started working on oil rigs when he got out of high school and then opened his own oil and gas company in 2004. So I stumbled across him when I was on TikTok, and it's just so interesting. He brings such a valuable perspective on the inner workings of who can I blame for high gas prices?
Yeah, right.
Who can I applaud for high gas prices? Can we become completely energy independent? Mm-hmm. Is drill, baby, drill the answer to all of America's problems? This and so much more with Mr. Global, Matt Randolph, in hour number two. Yeah. If you would like to ask a question, I would encourage you to send it in now. Either text it in or email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. janesays@civicmedia.us, or leave a comment again on the live stream, or text in your questions at 855-752-4842, because I think there's going to be a lot of interest. He has a very big social media following.
Yeah, you didn't know that. You asked him, he agreed, you were excited. I'm very, very excited. I especially love seeing people who come with expertise who can
explain things.
Well, on TikTok, you'll see someone saying, well, here we go again, Biden's making it. And be like, nope, you're wrong. And then they succinctly explain why. But you didn't know that he had 500,000 followers on TikTok, and you say, I'm freaking out, man.
It was just like, it never crossed my mind to look at follower counts. I don't do that. It doesn't matter to me. I just thought his expertise, and as you said, his ability to break down really complicated things into digestible bites, which has kind of always been the goal of this show, even in its previous incarnation when Kristen was here.
Well, I will say this too. Watching Mr. Global, I don't know, I'm going to call him Matt now because I feel like I'm talking about a wrestler.
We're buddies.
Mr. Global! I feel like he is the type of person who also, while he appreciates his followers, that doesn't seem to affect his personality. He's just a guy speaking the truth, making it really simple. I understood it, and that's really, and then come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. So I'm looking forward to having him on the show.
Yeah, it should be great. And again, start sending in your questions right now for Mr. Global, Matt Randolph. He's going to be here at 11:06. Send him in, text him in at 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We will try and work in your questions as Matt joins us again right after the 11 o'clock news. I did want to mention Phil Donahue has died. He was 88. Yeah. He was a groundbreaker in television. And I mean, really, he had one of the biggest talk shows and set the stage for Oprah.
Yeah.
And Jerry Springer, although that's not exactly the
Morton
way.
Downey Jr.
Morton Downey Jr. Oh, my God.
You're welcome. About that. Just ruined your day.
But, yes, Phil Donahue has passed away at the age of 88. They have not provided a cause of death, just that he had been suffering from a long illness.
Yeah.
And he is still married. He is married to Marlo Thomas. They have been married since 1980.
Marlo Thomas's father was the star of the Danny Thomas Show. But I would say as a pioneer of early television, but he started St. Jude's Hospital. So when you see those commercials for St. Jude's, you generally see Marlo Thomas, mm-hmm. who is now the spokesperson.
Right.
That is, we could talk about that for half an hour. I mean, yeah. So great woman, great man. I grew up watching him as a kid. And I was saying to you, Jane, that when I found out he was 88, I was like, huh, I thought he was older. And don't at me, older people. But when I was a kid, you know, 7, 8 years old watching this, he already had gray hair. So to me, he was old.
Oh, sure.
So to me, he was old. And I was like, oh, he was only 88.
He was 88.
And he was wonderful. And when he left the spotlight, I don't think he came back. I think he may have tried to give him a TV talk show on like an MSNBC or CNBC.
Something like that.
It just didn't work. But I think his pull, his reach was daytime television and bringing really important topics and having frank discussions, not like the, you might be the father or.
Well, and that's what it devolved into.
Exactly.
And that kind of, again, let's take a paternity test live on television, that kind of stuff. And that kind of sensationalism took over from what Phil Donahue had done. And I don't know that there was a place for him after that.
No, I think that, I think he also knew when I think it was time for him to leave because he didn't want to compete with essentially shock jocks on television.
Exactly.
And Oprah was her own thing.
Right.
So, Phil Donahue.
You will be missed. Rest in peace, Phil Donahue. And best to his wife, Marlo Thomas, and his children. He has 5 children from his first marriage.
Yeah.
Okay. DNC week is here, baby. Underway in Chicago. And we will have all kinds of reporting from the DNC as the week goes on. Todd Alba is down there. He will be broadcasting there from noon to 2. Of course, Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4 and Devils from 4 to 6 p.m. So what's going to happen today is the first day. President Biden, he will be addressing the crowd tonight.
How long do you think that ovation is going to be?
Long.
Probably like 10 minutes?
I think it's going to be a very long standing ovation.
They might have to bump a speaker.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be speaking tonight. Jason Carter, who is President Jimmy Carter's grandson, is going to be speaking. And I don't know if you saw what Jason said about Jimmy Carter, that he wants to hold on so he can cast his vote for Kamala Harris.
And he has another month and a half, because I think where he lives, and I believe he still lives in Georgia now, it's like mid-October.
To vote.
Yep. And we might be even talking about how voting in Georgia is getting spicy, too.
Yeah, that's going to be later on this hour. And we have a Popcorn King update, because, of course, we do. Governor Tony Evers is, of course, there. Don't know if he will be speaking. But Governor Evers, of course, will be there.
Yeah.
First Lady Kathy Evers, also a delegate. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, naturally. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. City of Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. U.S. Representative Gwen Moore, U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, who's been on our show several times, and State Party Chair Ben Wickler, who I also think should get a really long standing ovation.
Oh,
I do.
Good Lord. The work.
What he has accomplished with the ground game in Wisconsin in the last 10 to 15 years is pretty astonishing.
Yeah, he brought the Dem Party. I think they always thought they were modern, but I think he really brought the Dem Party of Wisconsin into the 21st century with, you know, good social media presence, a healthy sense of humor, and just really doing the good work, which is about knocking on doors, making phone calls, and talking to people. I mean, Lee Snodgrass was on the show last year talking about during your re-election, you can have these conversations with people you disagree with. There's no reason to be disagreeable. And you can, hey, you know what? You believe in lower taxes? All right, that's fine. I believe in this. And it shouldn't mean we can't have dinner together. And I think that's something that really came from the Obama election, too, 2008. It was about just talking. And I really think they took that and made their own. And Ben Wickler, absolute rock star.
Yeah, he has been a rock star.
Yeah.
Former President Barack Obama is going to speak tomorrow night. Former President Bill Clinton delivering remarks on Wednesday night before Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz, who is the governor of Minnesota. He will give his address on Wednesday. And, of course, as the Democratic nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris will close out the convention with her acceptance speech on Thursday night.
Two things. One, Tim, prepare to take a rest. When Bill gets going, he'll go a while. He likes to talk, and he gets wonky, so better come out there with energy because you're going to have to wake the people up. And two, so are you telling me, Jane, that Kamala Harris isn't going to find a reason to show up every single night and worm her way onto the stage?
And just so people can applaud her and, I don't know, cheer.
Yeah,
I have a feeling that her ego is healthy enough that she doesn't need to be on stage every single night.
I mean, I've been told that the egos of women are fragile and they need constant reassurement and the love. Oh, wait, I'm not thinking of women. I'm thinking of somebody else. Sorry. Yeah, I had to think to myself today. I'm like, wait, do they show up more than once? No, they show up once. Thursday, they announce or they accept.
That's the big culmination of the whole event.
Not walking around the back hallways like you're Bruce Springsteen waiting to go on stage.
And we also know that Vice President Kamala Harris will not be there tonight or tomorrow because she is going to be back in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, rally at Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee. Of course, the same building that just hosted the RNC last month.
Everyone bring some stage to burn.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'll be there.
We're sending Greg out as our roving reporter. Did you get all your recording equipment?
We'll be having a meeting with that after the show because there's still a bunch of questions I have, but I am to go there and gather information. I'm going to basically talk to people about the energy and
which
their
is
excitement
great.
And I want to see, I'm going to see happy faces. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a great time and I'll bring us some exclusive audio on Wednesday. Everyone else can't have it. Calvin, you can have it, Calvin. You got to actually have it to put it together. But yeah, looking forward to that tomorrow. And if Kamala's coming to town, that must mean that J.D. Vance is going to be somewhere in Wisconsin.
Well, he was just in Milwaukee on Friday.
Oh.
And he appeared on Fox News over the weekend because, of course, he did.
Yeah.
And he brought up Jeffrey Epstein. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on this hour because I think that was an error. I think that was not necessarily wise.
I've watched the video, Jane. He said it with purpose. He didn't just stumble onto the name.
Oh, no, I know. It was very deliberate on his part. But I think that was an unforced error. He thought he was really making a good point about something. And I was kind of...
Well, you know, when the other guy's talking about...
That's going to work the way you want.
When the other guy's talking about Hannibal Lecter, I mean... All bets are off on what you can or can't talk about. I mean, really? Like, when he says that to you, he just says it like, yeah. I'm like, no, dude, you just said Jeffrey Epstein. Meanwhile, there are billboards all over the city with your guy and Jeffrey Epstein saying, please remember.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work exactly how he thought it was going to work. But not everything gets covered in the media. There's just that not every outlet can highlight. Special moments like that. All right, stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. NCAP Times Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you've been in your garden, you know that you can. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way. Like,
good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
Folks, just to remind you that Mr. Global, Matt Randolph, is going to be on the show at 11 o'clock today, 11.06 a.m., and he is locatable on the social medias.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Global, specifically TikTok. He's got other accounts, and if you want to follow him there. But also, don't forget to follow us on social media.
We are there.
We are there. Matt and Air on Air. Now, I'm going to spell it once. It's MatenAer on Air. All one word. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram, and we are on Facebook. We're not on TikTok yet, but someday when someone much younger and way more time, Calvin's way too busy. Calvin is now in charge of our non-existent TikTok account. But follow us there. We post videos. We post about the shows coming, especially on Twitter. Twitter is where we post about upcoming shows. Instagram is where you can see, like, you know, fun videos of us doing clips from our shows. And it's just a great way. And you can always DM us. Be respectful. And you can DM your questions today for Matt if you'd like. But follow us on social media. Matt and Air on Air. One word.
All right. Thank you, Greg Bach.
You're welcome. I'm going back to my cave.
And if you have questions for Mr. Global, and again, he is an oil and gas industry expert. So if you have questions about the oil and gas industry, send them in now to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us, or leave a text at 855-752-4842. All right. This seems a little odd to me.
Okay.
Dark Money Group spending money here in Wisconsin. This is from today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I believe it is Daniel Bice. I'm just trying to get that back up to the top here. Yes, a Daniel Bice column in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Dark Money Group Turning Point Action is spending millions to help Donald Trump win in Wisconsin. It's called Chase the Vote. Charlie Kirk, Turning Points are dominant forces in the MAGA movement. They've now set up networks in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona, also parts of Nevada. This as the Republican Party has struggled to keep up with Wisconsin Democrats' fundraising efforts, and Trump has a bare-bones campaign operation on the ground. I don't think they're on the ground anywhere.
No, they're not spending time on getting that ground game going. And at this point, too late.
We're 78 days?
Yeah. It's not happening on that level.
The idea is to focus on what the group calls low propensity voters who rarely cast a ballot in the state but support Trump's message. A ballot chaser is a door knocker for us, a community organizer. A ballot chaser is someone who's chasing down every conservative low propensity and disengaged voter that they can. This seems to me... How isn't this Zuckerbucks?
Simple, Jane. It's just I'm gonna make it really simple. This is from the GOP standpoint. It's not.
That's the explanation.
That's the explanation. Because they're not, because what Zuckerbucks was doing, you know, trying to help make sure that the election process on the day of and the early voting as far as counting, staffing, was properly staffed, was made sure we have enough people to make the process go smoothly.
And the materials they needed.
And the materials they need, because they only have so much money. So these quote-unquote Zuckerbucks, which I hate saying, provided that sort of safety for them to make sure that it was going on. But Jane, that's not what it was. It was trying to take away our freedom.
No, it wasn't about, no. It was trying to help local elections officials run their elections efficiently, and not just Democrats got that money.
Well, don't worry, Wisconsinites. Because of the two amendments that were voted on this spring, that's gone now. So we can look forward to long lines, long counts, recounts.
Yes.
Because they will not have the funding available. But what they're doing, it's fine, apparently. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, this whole dark money thing, it just seems twitchy.
Sus, as the kids would say.
Yes, it would.
Calvin just laughing. Laughed at us. He actually,
he's the one who said
he
it,
covered his face. He like, I said sus. He went, oh, I got a cough there. I got to laugh at this old man River over here.
And just in case you're not familiar with who Charlie Kirk is.
Oh, God.
From Turning Point USA. Calvin, we have a little clip of Mr. Kirk commenting on Taylor Swift.
She's a narcissist. I don't think that she's very talented.
She's nasty. She's ugly. Nobody likes her. Nobody likes her. She looks like a teenage boy. Like, dudes don't like her. Like, if you put her in front of, like, she's ugly.
That's true. Yeah. Does Taylor Swift have any eggs left?
What?
I don't think she probably. I don't know if she had it to start with.
You mean like bitter, angry women, and that's
like
Taylor Swift,
like librarian, like the worst teacher you had, feminism.
If you took that conversation and cut it off just before the egg discussion. That's four boys in a locker room arguing over a girl that they say they don't like, but they all secretly like.
Absolutely. Isn't that what you do when you're a teenage boy?
Yeah.
And the cheerleader, the head of cheerleaders who doesn't pay attention to you, that's when you dump on her.
Yep, you call her all sorts of names I'm not going to say on the radio, but secretly like, I love you, Taylor. Please be my girlfriend. Yeah, that's Charlie Kirk.
Well, and all the best people.
Yes, absolutely.
More of all the best people. Oh. I don't necessarily think he would be getting a job in a second Trump administration, but he would be certainly administration adjacent.
He would be a guy like Sean Hannity, where instead of working for the administration, he'd still be allowed to make a huge paycheck on his stupid Turning Point / Daily Wire stuff. But then he could also get the ear of the president or someone close where he could text him. He'd be like, I'm friends with so-and-so. John McAtee is my bro ham, and I just texted him and told him, hey, what's up, Trump? That's what he would become, in my opinion.
Taylor Swift, does she have eggs?
Hey, Taylor, are you okay, hon?
Oh, and the Trump campaign decided over the weekend to use some AI.
Oh, yeah.
To create Swifties for Trump. That's not going to have a backlash at all. That's going to be just fine.
Folks, look up AI Swifties for Trump, and then look up AI Black Women for Trump. It is chef's kiss.
News is coming up next. When we return, Robin Voss, he knows best. That's on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dark boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not faced, only here to sin. If you ain't in your garden, you know that you can. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way. Like you. Every time that I speak, a diamond and a nine, it was mine every week. What a time and incline, God was shining on me. Now I can't leave, and now I'm making hella Italy. Never want the best in my league, I only want the ones I envy, I envy. Champagne and drinking with your friends, you live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not faced, only here to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can. Come
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden got emotional on stage at the Democratic National Convention after his daughter Ashley introduced him.
That was my daughter. Thank you.
Vice President Harris surprised the delegates on day one.
This November, we will come together and declare with one voice, as one people, we are moving forward.
Reporter Doug Sover.
The delegates didn't know Kamala Harris was going to take the stage and say a few remarks, which is not something presidential nominees usually do on the opening night of a convention, but they erupted in chants of USA and Kamala, deliriously cheering and waving as she told them, when we fight, we win.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. UW System President Jay Rothman is ready to submit his budget request that he says would bring Wisconsin up to the middle. Our public universities rank 43rd in the nation when it comes to how much funding they get from their state. Meanwhile, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota, all the states that border Wisconsin, all rank in the top 10. And the plan for a new Wisconsin Veterans Museum hits a road bump. Earlier this month, the state approved $9 million to buy the current property on the Capitol Square with plans to build a new museum. Well, now, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, the owners say the building isn't for sale. They say the state was late paying rent last fall and forfeited their right to purchase the property. But the Veterans Museum disputes that. They say one payment was late because of a processing problem, which was immediately rectified. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has leased space there for more than 30 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Legendary talk show host Phil Donahue passed away at the age of 88. Donahue, known as the king of daytime talk pre-Oprah Winfrey, passed on Sunday, August 18th. He started his TV talk show career in Dayton, Ohio, tackling current events even if they made people uncomfortable. It was when he moved the show to Chicago and added a studio audience that the show became wildly popular before moving to New York in 1985. Donahue was the winner of 20 Emmy Awards, 10 as a host and 10 for his show. Oprah Winfrey, who took over the title as daytime talk show champ, wrote in O, the Oprah Winfrey magazine, that if there had been no Phil Donahue show, there would have been no Oprah Winfrey show. According to People magazine, Donahue was the first mainstream talker to acknowledge that women were interested in things other than mascara and cake recipes. In May of this year, Phil Donahue was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Joe Biden. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining sprinkles are done with, as we'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight, light winds and upper 40s anticipated by daybreak. On Tuesday itself, sunny skies, highs reaching the mid-70s, early fog Wednesday, then mid-70s. Right now, it's 58.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 10:33 from the DNC. Hour number two, Dr. Kristen Lierley, now an official candidate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To be popular, I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, because you've got an awfully long way to go.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call. You can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. That is now our theme song. Or Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Mr. 16% himself, popularity. Cap Times article from Andrew Ball from Friday. We just voted last Tuesday, correct? That was the...
Was it last Tuesday?
It was August 13th.
Oh, my God. Yep,
it was... We just voted last Tuesday.
Not even a week ago.
Yeah. On those two constitutional amendments that failed...
Handily.
Once people realized what they would do, and essentially those amendments would have taken away the governor's power to spend federal money in an emergency and turn it over to the legislature, which some remember... During the mid of COVID, a global pandemic, they gaveled in and gaveled out and were off for 300 days.
Yeah.
So I think some folks thought maybe it's not such a good idea to give them even more control of the purse, especially during an emergency.
Especially when that purse is full of money that could be used right now.
Well, money that's already been approved.
Yeah.
Could be used right now, yeah. And they're still refusing to spend it. But that doesn't stop Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He says the legislature now should double down on asking Wisconsin residents to amend the state constitution. Speaking with the Cap Times, Mr. Voss says he's not concerned about last week's defeat. He chalked it up to a lack of scrutiny on claims made by groups who opposed the amendments.
Your side called it a slush fund. I keep on calling it a sludge fund. A slush fund. That's pretty, well, wrong for one thing. And also just, that's, don't tell us that we don't have scrutiny about, we know we're talking about, we've talked about it for months now.
We talked to the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin.
Yeah, they.
We talked to people who kind of know elections and amendments and things like that.
And League of Women Voters, Deb Cronmiller, God bless her heart, she breaks things down so well and so easy, told us in our initial interview about this. Actually, it was about the spring election.
Yeah.
With those original two amendments.
And those passed.
Those passed, making elections a little bit more harder in Wisconsin. But she said that when they can't get it done in the legislature, they do it through the ballot. Through the Constitution. Now they can't do it in the Constitution, so they're going to just try again. It's a redo? It's a do-over?
Robin Voss in the Cap Times, quote, I actually want to double down. I think we need to do a lot more amendments so that the voters ultimately have the chance to make the decision and we don't go down a different path, unquote.
You mean a path of just doing nothing, as you would put it, as you were currently on a 10-month vacation?
Brian Schimming, chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, says, and this, I think, is really important.
Yeah.
The party worked harder on the spring amendments, but didn't feel a need to invest as heavily in August. Why would that be, Greg Bach? Why would that be? Would it be because the August primary is typically very, very low on people's priorities, even on their radar? And therefore, you guys thought you could just sneak these two things on there and they would pass.
I think I'm going to also add a little dash of hubris from the fact they thought, well, the spring ones just passed easy. So we'll just tell them what to do. We'll word it really convolutedly, that is even a word, and we'll be fine. But the problem is they got away with it once. And how many people did you talk to or hear from who said in springtime, I voted the wrong way?
Yeah, exactly.
So we talked about it even more. We doubled down. We doubled down on the discussion.
With the information.
With the correct information, scrutinized the evidence, and presented to the people and didn't tell them how to vote, gave suggestions on why, and they could do what they want. But guess what's going to happen? You try this again, we're going to do this again. We're not done, and we're not sick of talking about
it. Oh, no.
You try to mess with the Constitution to mess with the people, we're going to have some words.
I believe that they're going to try another referendum in November.
Yes, that's what I've heard, too.
And we're going to wait to hear from Deb Cronmiller about that. And once they get their toolkit, they put together a really great toolkit before every election. She's going to come back on the show and explain what that will do.
Excellent.
Because, again, the Republicans will tell you one thing, and it's actually the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robin Voss says he would still like to advance a referendum on whether Wisconsin should implement a 14-week abortion ban. A proposal that passed the state assembly earlier this year went nowhere in the state Senate amid an ongoing legal battle over reproductive rights in the state. Not a given that the Republicans will keep control of the assembly because of the new maps.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I doubt that they're going to gain control.
Well, let's hope for a less power to the GOP and more having to work on compromise.
A little balance would be nice.
But I will say this, Robin, Booby, Poppycorns, your own party tried to recall you twice. You have a 17% popularity in Wisconsin.
That's nice of you.
People know who you are now. You want to try to go after an issue that is just not a winner? You want to try to institute a 14-week abortion ban in this state? Do you actually want your job anymore? Or do you want to be voted out? Because look around the country and see how well this does for some people. Look at Kansas. Just look at Kansas.
Of all places.
I'm not saying don't go for it. You're going to do it. You don't listen to me. You don't know who I am, but I know who you are. Stuff it in a drawer for a little while. Try to be magnanimous. Try to win back the trust of your party. They won't ever trust you again. You're a rhino. But don't do this, bro.
Greg is just trying to help you.
Why am I trying to help anyone like this? But still, it's like they're failing so spectacularly that I almost feel sorry for it. It's like anytime I see her, Eric Hovde, Adam, like, fire everyone who works for you.
Shh.
Okay.
We love the job.
You're right.
Eric Hovde's campaign
great
team.
Great ads. They're doing great ads.
They should never change what they're doing.
They're the best ads.
It's fantastic.
Only the best ads.
That's right. They're so good.
Yeah.
Robin Voss says, I think we need to keep doing our job to keep putting issues that are important to voters. And if the Democrats choose to lie about it, we'll just have to fight it off. Okay. Thanks for that, Robin Voss. Jack from Merrimack on the line. Good morning, Jack. Thank you for waiting. What did you want to say?
Good morning. I really hope that Voss does put that issue on the ballot, because it's pretty clear anytime there is an abortion issue on the ballot, it just turns out the people that are in favor of women's medical rights like crazy. And that's probably a real good way to assure a strong, strong Democratic turnout, maybe even a large enough turnout to flip that legislature. These Republicans are crazy. They have had this arrogant attitude of my way or the highway for so long.
Yes.
They don't know any other way to act.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And they're not going to change. And I don't care if they have a one-vote majority in our legislature. They're not going to change. They'll keep power as long as they can, and they'll figure out a way to manipulate the system as much as they can to retain that power or steal it back at any cost. They have no ethics, as far as I'm concerned. They'll do it even with questionable legal issues. I mean, look what's happening in some of the states like Georgia.
Yeah.
They're appointing essentially political lackeys to
election board, and these people have already stated they're not going to certify the election. Excuse me? Your purpose in an election board, you count the ballots and you report the results. Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, it's not like they have this extended authority to question every single ballot. And they're thank you so much, Jack. Really appreciate that. There is a new article out this morning from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Greg Bluestein. He says that the Attorney General, Chris Carr, told the Georgia Election Board in a new ruling he will not reopen an investigation into the recounts of ballots from 2020.
No, thank God.
The State Election Board is not empowered to direct the Attorney General to conduct an investigation on whether his own or through outside investigators. The Election Code does not empower the Attorney General to act on his own as an investigator. The journalist describes the opinion as a blow to the right-wing majority that voted to ask for the probe. Yeah, and as Jack pointed out, there's a five-county board. Three of them, Rick Jafaris, Janice Johnson, and Janelle King, were appointed under pressure from President Trump, and he actually gave them a shout-out.
Yeah.
At the RNC.
Jack brings up a very good point, too, about the fact, one, you're right, absolutely, Jack, that they had it for 12-plus years. More than that now, actually, when you think about it, 14 years. And they won't change, I don't think, because if they were going to change, a bunch of them wouldn't have stepped down when they redrew the maps. If they really wanted to work and compromise and help the people of Wisconsin, they would have said, all right, I'll run again. The moment they realized they had to knock on doors and work for that seat, gone.
Yeah.
So hopefully, I mean, if Robin Voss is insistent, he gets the vote out. And who knows, maybe even some independents and Republicans don't vote for them because this abortion topic is becoming a bridge too far.
Well, it's a losing topic for them, which is why they don't want to talk about it. Yeah. Lindsey Graham was on Fox yesterday, surprisingly, and I can remember when the leak came out that they were going to overturn Dobbs and some of the men that I worked with. And it's not that big of a deal, Jane. Yeah. Please, you're overreacting. Lindsey Graham yesterday, I don't think abortion is going to be a driving issue to get people out to the polls. Okay, Linz.
He's hoping it won't be.
Go with that.
He's hoping it won't be.
Keep telling yourself that.
Yeah.
Keep telling yourself that. But yeah, what's happening in Georgia has got a lot of people going, because they could really throw a wrench in things. And if you follow Mark Elias of Democracy Docket, and he does all of these voting rights lawsuits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's concerned about this, too, that this is going to be modeled now in other states.
Oh, absolutely.
So, again, if Trump loses, they're going to find a way to throw a wrench into it, and they will refuse to certify it and then throw us into a constitutional crisis.
I mean, honestly, like, this might sound weird, and maybe I'm off base for saying this, but if they want to do this in Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi, he's going to win those states.
Yeah, anyway.
There won't be a lot of Kamala Harris votes to count. There aren't going to be enough, unless you're talking about like Atlanta.
But right.
I'm talking like deep Mississippi. Okay, cool. He has them.
Right. Tom from LA has been waiting a long time. We got about a minute and a half left. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. First, thank you again for everything you guys do. Jack is absolutely 100% right, as always. I am a democracy warrior. I do not believe in Project 2025. I think that if you go around the country, you're already seeing Project 2025 become a reality in some states. And this is no joke, folks. This is real stuff. And the Supreme Court has actually already been pushing it that way. So please, please, please remember the policy of the Republican Party is Project 2025. And honestly, I don't know what else it is. And I would ask your callers, please call up any of the Republicans in the past 40 years. What has the Republican Party put up as a policy that has been in favor of working people?
That's an excellent point, Tom. Thank you so very, very much. Always appreciate you checking in and for listening. You can join us as well at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. When we come back, J.D. Vance, that might not have been the best thing to bring up. just trying to help you. Stay here. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Please, it's all about popular. It's not about aptitude, it's the way you're viewed. So it's very shrewd to be very, very popular like me.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday, August 30th. The Badgers kick off the season against Western Michigan. Our coverage begins at 6 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Donald Driver. Right, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're so very special, but I'm a creep.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and the sweet Kelby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us, you can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Of course, the DNC getting underway in Chicago today. Civic Media has got you covered. Just go to civicmedia.us/DNC. And we'll have all the special reports and special interviews and all the special stuff if you want to keep up on that. The main event and the main speakers expected to start about 5:30 tonight, from 5:30 to about 10 p.m.
Oh, man, it's going to be a long day down there. Long day, but very exciting. Don't forget, folks, to follow us on social media at Matt Nair on air. That's all one word. It's MATENAER on air, all one word, on the socials. The Twitters, the Instagram, the Facebook, and found out that, Civic Media does have a TikTok account. So you can follow them as well at Civic Media US on all the social medias as well. And then I remember we talked about this last week. We have Dr. Hanks coming to the show on Wednesday. So if you want to send us your questions now, at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. So all this stuff, send us your questions. We want to hear from you. We love you.
We do.
Yeah.
You can also download the app, and then you can call and text directly from the app at 1106. Mr. Global, Matt Randolph, is going to be joining us. He has been in the oil and gas industry for more than 30 years. He's great on TikTok. Oh. He breaks down really complicated things in really easily understandable ways. So I'm very excited to have him join us. I want to start off with, who can we blame for high gas prices? Because don't we all whine about that? That's what everybody whines about. Well, why is gas so high? Why is gas so high?
Anytime someone wants to say, and this is for any president, President Trump, President Biden, President Buchanan, gas prices are so high, the president said, well, why aren't you giving them compliments when it's under $3 or less than, you know, like, so... That's something we'll talk about. I'm very interested. I love hearing those kinds of breakdowns.
Oh, yeah.
And he brings a truth, honestly, that can probably ruffle the feathers of people on both sides.
Without a doubt.
So, and that's important, too. And he talks about it honestly.
Yes, he absolutely does. And yes, he's probably going to say some things you're not going to want to hear, but it's about giving accurate information.
And if you want to call in and tell us he's wrong, okay.
Well, please do.
Show your work.
Oh, yeah. That'll be good. J.D. Vance.
Who?
J.D. Vance, vice presidential candidate for the Republican Party, was in Milwaukee on Friday in front of a crowd of tens and tens of peoples.
Literally dozen of people were there to see him.
So many people. And he was on Fox over the weekend.
Yeah.
Do we have that clip? Do we not have that clip, Calvin? No, we don't have the clip. J.D. Vance was on Fox News and essentially said that giving Vice President Kamala Harris control over economic policy would be like giving Jeffrey Epstein control over sex trafficking. I don't know how wise that was, bringing up Mr. Epstein, considering that Donald Trump famously said, quote, "I've known Jeff for 15 years, terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side," unquote. So, I don't know, JD, trying to make Jeffrey Epstein the point of your educational, I think that was a mistake.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Calvin, we have the clip ready? Yep.
Let's take a listen.
Yeah.
Giving Kamala Harris control over inflation policy, Shannon, it's like giving Jeffrey Epstein control over human trafficking policy.
You may want to take that back.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Donald Trump, of course, famously photographed with Epstein many, many times.
Yeah.
Along with former First Lady Melania and Ghislaine Maxwell, who, let's remember, is currently serving 20 years for recruiting and grooming teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein to sexually abuse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep bringing up Jeffrey Epstein as a bad example. I think that's going to work out so well in your favor.
I mean, it's just to the point now where you're like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? Because even when they go on Fox now, you can see the looks on their faces like, and they'll try to help and be like, well, certainly what you meant was, Jeffrey Epstein, that's right. I said it.
And I really want to get this in too, because this just kills me. J.D. Pritzker said on CNN, talking about the DNC, it's going to be like a rock concert. I think people are going to be cheering, and they're pretty excited. Fox News joy killer Laura Ingraham wrote on X, "The rock concert vibey DNC is in lieu of a convention where the main players are capable and competent enough to discuss the salient issues. They will entertain you, but you pay for it with lower living standards." Laura, who is it, the RNC? Well, people who really know policy, who really know how to break down how things work.
There was Amber Rose.
Amber Rose, who is she?
She is a media sensation influencer. She is on OnlyFans. Hey, I'm not going to shame sex workers. That's cool.
Fine.
But she's also someone who said she feels safe around
Donald Trump.
Mm. But also works in an industry that they openly vilify.
Right. Also, Kid Rock was there.
Oh, the rockiest of kids. Bob Ritchie won Michigan's Own.
Kid Rock was at the RNC.
Beer shooter.
Bringing his policy expertise.
Yes. Baw with the Baw.
Former fake wrestler Hulk Hogan was at the RNC and ripped off his shirt.
Okay.
Which certainly brought gravitas and seriousness to the entire event. Those were such good picks, Laura. I just... Don't stop.
I take issue with fake wrestler, but okay, go on.
Don't stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's working out great
but
for you.
This is exactly what they do. They act like nothing they do is wrong or anything they do is silly or ridiculous. It's supposed to be a rock concert.
Do you think we don't have memories?
The people who support them don't, apparently.
Well, there's that. All right, news is coming up next, and when we return, we will be back with Mr. Global, Matt Randolph, to talk all things oil and gas. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whatever makes you happy, whatever you want, you're so very special.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
The next Nightlight is only available on Facebook, X, and YouTube. I discuss America's favorite movie snack with popcorn guru Chris Anderson. And award-winning director Justin Superstar joins me to talk about his new film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.